From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the War Memorial Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, and now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It is so great to be here in Nashville, and we have a wonderful show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage working on their demo tapes, waiting to play our nerdy games. But only one will be our big winner, and we have two special guests, country music superstar Martina McBride and someone who plays a country music superstar on the series Nashville, Connie Britton. Now, I'm sure you're all familiar with that old joke, what happens when you play a country song backwards? You get your wife, your truck, and your dog back. Obviously, that is not true, but what is true is if you play our show backwards, you get your dignity, your Prius, and your pants back. Let's get things started and meet our first two contestants. First up, Joshua Baldwin. You are a cell phone salesman and a knitting instructor.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the knitting project, like the big thing you want to make?
I want to knit a car cover.
You want to knit... a smart car, or are you going...
RV.
An RV?
Yeah.
All right, Joshua.
They get cold.
They do get cold. Your opponent is Alan Sloan. You told us you were in a small attorney firm that's less Nelson and Murdoch and more Saul Goodman.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that the practice is that way,
okay.
But we're on the second floor of a coffee shop here in Nashville. So, like, yeah, there's a little more Saul Goodman-ish feel to the office some days.
I don't know if you're a dog person or a cat person, but you are certainly a rabbit person.
I am.
How many rabbits do you have right now?
Two.
Okay. How many is the most you've had?
Five. They're all of the standoffishness of a cat without the extra ability that they take care of themselves.
So what's so fun about owning them?
I don't know. They're adorable. I mean, they really are. I mean, every pet is just basically a poop machine that you're putting money into. You might as well have one you enjoy looking at, you know?
I don't know if it's a Nashville thing or just specific to you two guys, but there is a logic you have about the way you run your life that is very direct. I like it. It makes perfect sense.
We're an earnest people.
Yeah, you know. It's good. It's good. Your choices make no sense, but you've made sense of them.
It's whiskey.
Whiskey does it.
Yeah.
Okay, Joshua and Alan, the first of you who wins two games will move on to our final round at the end of the show. And we're in Tennessee, so we're going to start off with a guessing game called You're the Only 10 I See. You're right. A cheesy pickup line. So in this game, the answer to every clue is actually more than 10 or fewer than 10.
And Ophira and I will alternate reading clues to you so you don't need to buzz in. The winner will be one step closer to the final round at the end of the show. Here we go.
Okay, Joshua, more than 10 or fewer than 10, how many individual candies are there in a standard pack of Starburst?
More than 10.
That is correct, more than 10. Yes, there are 12. I didn't know they came in packs. I thought people just threw them at you individually at Halloween. I didn't know you could get them all together.
Only if you don't like the kids.
Well, that explains a lot about my childhood. Thanks, Joshua.
Alan, how many bones are there in a standard human ear? Standard human ear. Not one of your fancier European ears.
Not one of your artisanal ears.
I'm going to go with less than 10.
It's fewer than 10 bones. That's right. Only 3. That's correct.
Joshua, how many people have walked on the moon? Is it more than 10 or fewer than 10?
Fewer than 10.
I'm sorry. It is more than 10. Actually, it's a trick question. The answer is 0 because it was faked. But we're going with the answer of 12, all American, all dudes. All dudes.
Audience, not sure how to feel about that.
Yep.
Alan, how many seasons have there been of NCIS?
I'm really sad to know this, but more than 10.
That is correct. More than 10. 14, in fact.
These are your last clues. Joshua, how many children did Marlon Brando have?
More than 10.
More than 10 is correct. The fact I have written is at least 11.
She said archly.
I know. Some sources say 16, and by that I mean five other women.
Alan, how many buildings in the world are taller than the Empire State Building?
More than 10.
Absolutely, more than 10. About 30. You're correct.
Yeah. Let's go to our puzzler, Art Chung. Hi, Art.
Hey, Ophira.
How did our contestants do?
They both did great, but Alan, congratulations. You're one step closer to moving on to the final round.